DW, learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Hello and welcome to the third episode of Crime Fighters, Dirty Deals, a DW radio drama about the hidden dangers of corruption. Last time, Zita paid a visit to her family's landlord, Kungu. She confronted him with the allegation that he was partly to blame for the fire that had destroyed her home in a low-income settlement called Guraya, along with a big part of the rest of the neighborhood. Kungu attempted to bribe Zita, but she rejected his offer. Later, she met her fiancé, Kapaka, and told him about Kungu's attempt to give her hush money. Zita suspects that the Bazingo City planners colluded with Kungu to build residential properties without following regulation safety procedures. How does she intend to pursue the matter? This episode is called Fight for What's Right. 2 weeks have passed since the fire. At the temporary shelter for the fire victims at Bazingo High School, Kungu's former tenants are getting more frustrated by the day.
We're live at Bazingo High School, where hundreds of people are sheltering after a massive fire wiped out all their possessions. Excuse me, sir, what's your name?
My name is Bamju.
How would you describe your life since the fire?
Hell. That's how I describe it. It's been a living hell. My family. We were doing well. But look at us now. We've been reduced to beggars.
And who do you blame for this terrible incident?
Blame? Who can we blame? If the fire was an accident, as many people are saying, I don't know who to blame. An accident is an accident.
Right, but now you're protesting, saying you want new flats and compensation for your lost property too. Who do you expect to compensate you?
All we are asking for is that the government takes notice of our suffering and helps us in some way. So far, we haven't seen a single government official around here.
Are you considering legal action?
Look at me. Do I look like someone who's in a position to sue?
Thank you, sir, for sharing this with us. And there you have it, straight from one of the victims of this tragic fire. I'm Terry Bamba, reporting for Bazingo Radio. And now, back to the studio.
Come here, Zita. Come under my umbrella.
Kapaka, thank you for driving me to the city hall. It means a lot to me.
Well, you mean a lot to me. And if you want to take this fight for your rights to the next level, you can count on me for that too.
It's not just a fight for my rights. It's a fight for what's right. I've been doing some research on housing construction projects in Bazingo. It seems most of the densely populated settlements don't meet safety standards. They are a disaster waiting to happen. A ticking time bomb.
Well, let's hope we can defuse this time bomb before it explodes. There's the reception. Let's go and ask for Mr. Odote.
Good afternoon. We are here to see Mr. Odote, who's in charge of housing and urban planning.
Do you have an appointment?
Yes, we do. My name's Zita Bamju.
Okay, fine. Please go on in.
Thank you. Come on, Kapaka.
Yes, come in.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Odote.
What can I do for you?
Well, we are both studying law and we are currently doing some research on land procurement, housing, and so on. We'd like to ask you some questions.
I see. What would you like to know?
Mr. Odote, we lost our flat in Guraya in the big fire. I'd like to know why you allowed it to be built when it didn't conform to proper safety standards.
Excuse me?
The firefighters came, but their truck got stuck because the buildings were constructed without proper planning. How could this happen?
Zita, what are you doing?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have time for this nonsense. I'm late for a meeting. I have to go. My assistant will show you out. Goodbye.
Hey, Mr. Odote, wait.
Come on, Zita, this makes no sense. Let's go.
Unbelievable. He can't just walk out on us like that.
Excuse me?
Yes?
The office door wasn't properly closed, so I had what you were asking. I'm only his assistant, but I might be able to help you.
Okay. Barry is your name, right?
What? How did you know my name?
I saw it on your name tag.
What? Your friend thinks this is funny. I'm not talking to you until he leaves.
Kapaka, my dear, could you please give us some space for a moment?
Huh? Okay. I'll wait for you over there.
Sorry about that, Barry.
It's okay. Please come closer. The walls around here have ears.
Okay.
I'm very sorry about what happened to you. Just so you know, some of my relatives were also caught up in the fire. One of them is only 5 years old. He's been badly burned.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope he has a speedy recovery.
Thank you. My boss, Mr. Odote, is responsible for all the land, housing and infrastructure contracts. I can dig out the purchase document for the land where your settlement was built. But you have to promise me you won't tell a soul where you got it from.
My lips are sealed.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Uh-huh. Guess what? They weren't supposed to build any housing at all on that piece of land.
You're joking. What was it supposed to be for?
Well, according to these records, it was set aside for a public health center.
Oh my goodness. Can you tell me who purchased the land?
The owner is a company registered as City Holdings.
Can we go, Zita? This is getting boring. I'll be in the car park.
Okay, Kapaka. I'll be with you in a moment. City Holdings. I've never heard of them before.
Well, you have now. Remember, whatever you do, please don't mention me. I need this job to support my family.
Hey, one more thing. Could I take a photo of that information on your screen? Don't worry, I'll never reveal your identity. Kapaka, you won't believe the information I got from her.
So why tell me if you know I won't believe it? You treated me like garbage in there.
Me? Hey, it wasn't me. It was the town clerk who asked you to move away. Why are you blaming me?
Because she didn't defend me. You're my fiancé and you just stood by while she ordered me away.
Okay, look. I'm sorry if you felt left out, but I guarantee that what she had to say was worth it.
Worth it? You're sitting here in my car telling me it was worth me being embarrassed by a town clerk? I can't listen to you anymore. I'm turning on the radio instead.
We have some breaking news. Bazingo Bridge has collapsed following the heavy rain.
Oh, no.
So far, we have no details about the number of casualties. Motorists are urged to be cautious and to avoid the area of the bridge. We'll bring you more news as we get it.
Kapaka, Bazingo Bridge has been washed away.
Yes, I heard. But so what? It's not the first bridge to collapse in heavy rain.
This can't be a coincidence.
Oh, here we go again. Zita, you're turning into a conspiracy theorist.
Maybe. But I have to find out more about this.
And that breaking news brings us to the end of today's episode. Another tragedy has struck the town of Bazingo only 2 weeks after the fire that destroyed many families' homes. Zita now knows that the plot where their house was built was actually intended for a public health center. So what will she do? Join us in our next episode to find out. As always, you can listen to this episode again by visiting dw.com/crimefighters or DW Africa on Facebook. Until then, take care.